Hello? Hello, this is Josh calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So how are you today, Mr. Bramley?
Yes, speaking.
You are talking to George, okay?
Yes, George. What are you calling about?
We are calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard, sir. Alright?
Yes, yes.
And this is a verification call. Like, did you authorize any payments to OOC this morning?
No.
Alright. And so, like, apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your accounts?
Nobody.
It's just you, right? No one else?
Nobody else.
Okay.
My wife, maybe.
Okay.
My wife. She's got her own card, yeah.
Alright, so the reason why we're calling you is because about an hour ago, someone has accessed your internet banking from somewhere in California, and they were trying to purchase some gift vouchers from there, okay? Gift vouchers. Apple gift vouchers. Okay? So do you know anyone in California who can have an access to internet banking?
No, I don't know anyone actually.
All right, and so, like, did you try to log into internet banking this morning?
No, I haven't gotten to open up the bank account or done anything.
All right, and, like, did you try to share your banking details while visiting any online website or a page?
Sorry, what was that?
Like, did you try to share your banking details while visiting any online website or any page?
No, I didn't.
We believe this was some sort of a fraudulent payment tried to be made while accessing your personal information, right? And so...
Yes, go ahead.
So, like, did you try to connect your device with a free Wi-Fi or a public Wi-Fi?
No, I didn't.
So, as this was some overseas transaction, that's why we haven't received a single penny from your account, alright? We just kept all the transaction on a temporary hold, alright?
You just cancel everything.
Sir, there's a procedure to cancel up this transaction, alright? So, first of all, I'm just connecting you to the banking head server. From there, we will show you all the transaction requests which we received from your account, okay?
Oh, I can't do it. Just cancel it.
Yes, but sir, that's a procedure as I told you, okay?
Well,
we will help you out to cancel up this transaction.
Well, I can't do it.
We'll help you out. So just be on the line. Alright?
Go ahead. All right.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, sir. Myself is David, and I'm the senior security manager, and the call has been transferred to me, okay?
Right.
Now, sir, we are detecting from a different IP country, from a different overseas country, there was some order tried to be made for a gift card. Few gift card was being tried to purchase. So you haven't ordered any Apple gift card today, right?
No, I've ordered nothing. Nothing at all.
All right. And you do banking on the mobile, on a computer?
Not recently, no.
All right. But you do it most of the time, very rarely. You use the phone or a computer, right, sir?
Very, very rarely.
All right. Because, sir, you are in Australia, but your internet banking was being tried to log in from a different IP address from a different country. And that's the reason we have ringed you up, because they ordered for an Apple iTunes gift card. And you are not aware about that, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and there is no other person apart from you who might also have authorization to use your account in your details.
No, there's not.
You are the only person, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, over the recorded line, sir, we will help you to report the fraud activity on the Australian cybersecurity website. Apart from that, we will be blocking those payments and make sure that no money might be get debit or credit from your account. Okay?
You are right. Good.
All right. Now, the phone that you use, is it the mobile phone that you are currently using? Is it with you right now?
Yes. I'm on the phone now.
Okay. And you got a Google on your phone, sir? You use a Google or a Safari?
There is on the phone, I think, but I don't use it.
Like there is Google or a Safari browser?
Yes.
Okay. Once you open up that, do let me know. Google. Tap on Google. Once you're on the Google, let me know, sir, okay?
Google?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, on the Google, you can see a blank panel which says search.
Yes.
Okay, on the search, type there my. M for mother, Y for yellow. My.
Type what is my?
Yeah, my. Then give a space, then put a space after my, okay?
Yes.
Then the number one, the figure one.
Yes.
Then P for Peter.
Yes.
Then give a space again.
Yes.
Now type address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address. Did you type in address?
Yes.
Alright, now type country. After address, give a space and then type country, okay?
Country.
Country, yeah, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country.
Yes.
All right. Now you can see the result. No need to read out, sir. Just have a look from your end.
Have a look for what?
Have a look for this IP address. Check it. Have a look from your end. You need to have a look from your end, sir. Just don't read out or don't tell anything over the recorded line. Just check it from your end. Beg your pardon, sir?
What am I going to look at?
You can see my IP address. Now click on search. On the Google, you can search for my 1P address country, okay? Press the magnifying glass, search.
No, there's no magnifying glass.
Okay, are you on the Google right now?
Yeah, okay. United States of America comes up.
Yeah, that's the reason, sir, those hackers, they are trying to access to your network and they are trying to access your online banking. They have used your network and they have shifted the IP address to a different country. And that's the reason behind you haven't received any email or any message about this payment. So we will help you to block those transactions and change the IP address back to Australia, okay?
Right.
Now, you can delete this my1p address from the search. Delete that.
Yes.
Google. Okay, now again type A for Australia. A for Australia.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
A, C. Right?
A, C.
Now S. S for Sunday.
Yeah.
Then again C for Charlie.
Yeah.
Now type Australia.
A-C-S-C-Australia, yes.
Yeah, give a space and then type Australia and again click on the search, the magnifying glass, okay?
Comes up Australia Cyber Security Center.
Okay. Can you see A-C-S-C homepage? cyber.gov.au.
ACSC homepage?
Yeah, .cyber.gov.au.
Yes, yes.
Click on that, sir. Click on that.
Yes.
Okay, now once you click on that, you can see Australian cybersecurity website has opened up in front of you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, below that, you can see somewhere it says report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident, right?
Where that?
Report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Go down a little bit, scroll down the page. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Are you there?
I can't see what you're saying.
Okay, wait. Hold the line for a moment. Hello?
Yes.
All right. Can you see? Can you see ACSC page? And you can see there are the options.
Yes.
Now go up little bit up.
Yeah.
Go to the top of the page. You can see report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Can you see report cyber?
No, there's nothing.
Can you see report? Any option called report?
Any option for report? No.
A report a cyber crime. Can you see get alerts on new threats? There are four options, get alert, become a partner.
I can say that.
Now, you can scroll down a little bit. As you scroll down the page, click on the report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident, right?
Update your cyber.
Report a cyber crime. Can you see get alerts on a new threat? Can you see that?
This is our partners. No.
Little bit up. Yeah, report a cyber crime. Report cyber crime or cyber security. Can you see that?
Learn cyber security?
No, report. Report. Can you see report a cyber security? Can you see the report?
No.
Okay, wait. I will help you, sir, now. Close the Google page. Close it down.
No.
Did you close the Google? Close the Google page. Okay, now, on your mobile phone.
I see it.
Okay, you can close it. Exit this page. Close it.
Right.
Okay. Now, can you see Play Store or App Store on your phone?
Play Store?
Be a place. Yeah.
There's no Play Store.
Can you see App Store?
App Store, no.
Okay. Is it an Android phone or it's an Apple phone, sir?
It's an Android.
Okay, so you can. Okay. You can find a Google Play Store. Swipe, check all your application. You can see somewhere a Play Store. Okay.
What do I go back to application?
Yeah, Play Store, where you can see all your application. You can find a Play Store on the application. Play Store. Okay.
Hang on.
Where you can see contacts, gallery, camera, settings, you can find a Google Play Store.
Play Store. I've got Play Store.
Okay. Open up that. Tap on that.
Yeah.
Now you can see a three line and a search on the Play Store, right?
At the top.
Yeah.
Search for that.
Yeah, click on that, on the search. Click over there.
Yeah.
Now type A for Australia.
Yeah.
N for Nancy. Y for yellow.
Yeah.
D for doctor.
Yeah.
E for echo.
Yeah, any desk, is it?
Yeah, search for that, sir. This is a security application because your IP address, which is showing in
what?
United States,
you
need to block it.
Any
desk. Any desk.
Yeah, any desk what? Any desk app? Any desk plugin?
No. Can you see a red logo application says AnyDesk, the fast remote desktop software?
AnyDesk remote? Any remote something?
Yeah, click on that. Yeah,
install
it. And you will be getting, yeah, click on install. And you will be getting a security number on that, okay? Is it installing?
Yes, but it's slow.
All right. Because, sir, those hackers, they have access to your network, so we need to remove them from your IP address. And apart from this mobile phone, you have never used your account for any online banking or any purchase from any other device, right?
No, no.
All
right. Okay. Just to say yes. Open?
Okay. Yeah, click on open.
Privacy statement.
Yeah, click on OK.
Yeah, plugin available.
Yeah, click on install. Now again, you are on the Play Store, right?
Any desk plugin install.
Yeah, click on install. Now, what can you see?
It's any desk plugin, add one install.
Click on cancel.
Cancel. Yeah, uninstall.
Yeah. Now, what do you see?
You bank money app.
Okay, wait. Now, can you, on the Play Store, on the top, again search for AnyDesk, okay?
AnyDesk plugin, add one?
No, the remote desktop software.
No. I can't find it. Where do I go?
On the top, you need to type in on the search, on the three line, on the Play Store. Did you find that?
Play Store?
Yeah, on the Play Store type AnyDesk.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, now click on open. Can you see open?
Yeah, I can see open. It says plugin
open.
Available.
Click on cancel.
Cancel, yeah.
Now what do you see?
You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside the blue circle.
Yeah, touch. Where you can see the screen, the blue screen, touch on that. And where the screen will be moving, you need to touch 2 to 3 times until you get any numbers over there. Okay? Tap on the screen. Did you tap it?
Yeah.
Again, tap it.
Your address and the number comes up.
Yeah, help me with the number. This is a security number for the cancellation of the IP address of the network, sir.
971-767-620.
Okay, now, as those people are getting access to your network, so we are removing them from your IP address, so you might be getting some notification with the security warning. So do let me know if any notification come up on the screen, okay? Now, can you see any security notification?
security warning. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you see the two check box? I am aware of this. Don't show this again. You need to tick.
Now it says our trust is cool, cancel.
Yeah, tap on that. Tap on that.
Cancel what?
No, no. Keep. Click on I trust this call. Click on that.
It says another person would like to access your device. I don't want to do that.
Allow. Yeah, because of those hackers, we are removing this. This notification should be come up to earlier. So at
no,
the meanwhile, those hackers are getting
removed. No, you remove it.
All right. Now, you can delete this application, okay?
Delete?
Yeah, uninstall this.
Okay, I'm back on any disk.
Okay, now what can you see? Can you see the numbers again there?
No. Any disk remote. Open.
Okay. Click on open.
Plugin available.
Click on cancel.
Yeah.
Now what do you see?
You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside of the blue circle.
Yeah, tap on that tutorial.
Inside the blue circle or outside?
Outside, somewhere in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, okay, I've got the number there.
All right, now, once again, you will be getting a security notification. You need to press on accept, okay? Now, what can you see on the screen, sir?
Any disk and a number. Oh, security.
Yeah, click on I trust this call because those hackers are getting removed. They are getting access to your network, so we are blocking them, okay? Now, what do you see?
Another person would like to access your device.
Yeah, these are those hackers, so you need to remove them. Click on accept. The security session has started. They will be getting removed. Click on accept. Because
no,
the bank is sending you a...
No, that means I'm giving you acceptance to my...
No, no, no. No, sir. No, the Australian Cyber Security, the ACSC, where you have submitted the report, they are helping you to secure your IP address. Your network is getting secured at the meanwhile. Okay.
It switched back to any desk and the address number.
Okay, so you need to click on accept, sir. Then the hackers will be getting removed, all right? And we will help you the cancellation of the gift card. Which
there's no accept, it's just there's no address.
Okay, you will be getting a notification again from the bank itself. Click on accept. I trust this call.
There's not, there it is, yes.
Now click on accept. Accept. Now you can see the two check box.
Security.
I'm aware of the risk. Don't. Yeah, tick on the both check box, then accept again. Then again click on accept, then start now.
I clicked on it, nothing happened.
Okay, can you see the security warning?
Yes.
Okay, can you see the two check box? I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. There are two small check boxes. You need to tick on the check boxes on the security warning page.
No, it just says another person will access your system.
Yeah.
No,
click on accept.
For intentions.
Click on accept. And do let me know the next option.
I'm aware of the risks. Do not show this warning again.
Yeah. Yeah. Tick on both the boxes. Tap on the boxes, both of the boxes.
Yeah.
Now click on accept again. You can see the accept in the green is highlighted.
Yeah.
Click on accept.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Now click on
start now.
There's no start now. It says bank.
Okay, what can you see? Yes. Can you see the bank has sent you the notification? Click on allow or accept. Can you see?
Dismiss or accept.
Yeah, click on accept. All right, now click on start now. Okay, now can you see you have get a security number on your desk, right, sir? The ACSC, the Australian Cybersecurity Bank server, has sent you a notification. Now you can go back to the Google again, or you can go back to the home page where you can see all of your applications.
All right,
where you can see all of your apps. Press the home button, the middle button. Okay, now wait. Now what can you see on the screen?
All my apps.
Okay, now check if there is any Jeep or eBay application installed. Check all your applications, Jeep or eBay.
What am I looking for?
Zip. Swipe up, go to the next page, swipe your screen from left to right.
Yeah, any desk?
No. Now, go to the first page.
Yeah. Chrome, drawer, Tombent, Edge, Premium.
All right.
What
go to the another page. Go to the next page. Check for eBay security app. eBay. All right, not an issue. Now, open up the Google. Tap on Google.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
All right, once you click on Google, you can see the search again on the Google, right, sir?
ICSA, Australia.
Yeah, remove, yeah. Go, come down.
Australia Cyber Security Location.
Yeah, come down, scroll down.
Australia Cyber Security Course, Monash University.
No, come down.
Scroll down. What am I looking for?
Click on ACSC homepage. Can you see ACSC homepage, cybersecurity?
Australian Cyber Security, Government
Overview. Go up.
ISC homepage.
Yeah, go to the top. Yeah, click on that. Okay.
Click on what?
Click on ACSC homepage.
Right.
Now, what can you see now?
Detect your personal devices and accounts.
Exactly. Now, do you see at the top it says protect your personal device and accounts, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, scroll down the page, go down. Do you see anything say top three things to protect your device? Scroll down.
Update your devices.
You can see top three things to protect yourself, right?
Yeah, I've got three things to protect yourself, yes.
Right. Now read out those three things which you need to follow in future. Now, do
update
you see the first option says?
Update your device, mm-hmm. protect your information, protect your accounts, contact mm-hmm. the authorization, back up to the cloud or satellite drive.
Okay, now let me explain you. The first one says update your device to protect your important information, right? Now,
yes.
Every time you need to update your device, like in every month, once in a year, once in a month. And now, the second thing says protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication. It means you need to have at least 3 to 4 security layers on your accounts or devices so that if anyone try to get into your account or devices, they won't be able to crack that. Now, third one says backup data regularly to the cloud or an external
yes.
hard drive. It means you need to backup your data in any cloud platform or like any
yeah.
external hard drive. Now,
yeah,
look at the right.
Yeah.
Okay, now look at the way top, at the very top, do you see something says report?
Report?
Yeah, on the top it says report. Do you see there is a yellow color?
Little tiny
circle.
Tiny box.
Exactly.
Now click on that. We are going to report those cybercrime activities which has happened behind you, and we'll be reporting those people as well. Now, look, do you see anything comes up, says any three options, like any business, any government department, or an individual?
Any
who are you reporting on behalf of, right? It says.
Any business or, yeah.
Okay. Now it means, who are you reporting on behalf of? It means, who you are reporting, for yourself or for any business or for any government. So you are individual person, right? You need to select the first one, an individual. There is a small, an individual written below where it says that, who are you reporting behalf of, just below that.
It says a business or an organization.
And just top of that, do you see a small letter that says an individual? Just top of that. It's not highlighted, I guess. Just on the top.
An individual, yes.
Yeah, now select, just select that individual. Okay. And once you have selected, we have already reported that behalf of you. Now what we will do, first of all, close this one, minimize this one, and open up the AnyDesk. The AnyDesk application. AnyDesk. Find out. Go to the next page. The last page, go to the last page, you will find AnyDesk. Okay, not an issue. Now look at the very bottom. You can see there are three lines, and at the middle there is a square, and there is a back button at the right, at the very bottom of your phone or iPad, right?
The three lines and the square, yes.
Yeah, you need to click on the three line.
Right, eyes all.
Okay, now try to find, don't close anything, and try to find out any desk over there by swiping one by one screen. Any desk. Swipe it from right.
Yeah, I've got any desk.
You got it, right? Open that. And you can see the numbers.
What numbers? No, it just says open.
Okay. Click
on
open.
Yeah, I've got the numbers there.
Oh, you got the numbers. Now wait. Now, do you see there are three dots below flower?
Yes.
Click on those three dots. Now, click on permissions. Now, something will come up. Now, do you see it says Cam Production, right?
Yeah.
Now, at the very bottom, do you see there are multiple small icons, like when a speaker sign is locked, then keyboard and mouse. Click on keyboard and mouse.
Click on what?
Keyboard and mouse. Do you see? At the bottom of the screen, there is a speaker sign. Yeah. Now, click on the cursor as well, the arrow. All right. Now, do you see it says Scam Protection? Click on that.
Yeah.
And you need to select full access. Full access. Select that one.
Yes.
All right. Now click on close.
Close, yeah.
All right. Now, once again, click on those three dots. Click on that. All right. Now, click on permissions. And at the very, do you see it says allowed to? Other user are allowed to. Click on that. There is an arrow showing down.
Yes.
And then do you see anything says permission profile?
Yes, permission profile.
Click on that.
No, you're there.
Okay, now.
Now I've had enough of this.
Okay. Now click on unattended access.
No, we're not doing this anymore.
Well,
yes.
Well, all right. Now, what we are going to do, we are just going to stop those transactions behind you, okay?
No, I've turned that off.
Okay, all right, not an issue. Now log into your account and check if there is any money missing or not. Just securely log in and check.
No, I can't check.
Why, sir? Yeah, we are calling you from the Commonwealth Bank Security, sir. No need to be worried about anything. We haven't asked you to share any of your details.
I can't check my account.
Have you you never log into your account, sir, on the application?
No, I can't log into my account at the moment.
You have never logged in into your account, right?
Yeah, I have, but I can't at the moment.
Okay, not an issue, sir. Wait.
God.
Beg your pardon, sir? Yes, sir.
We're done. Bye.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, close them all.
No, don't close anything. Wait. Now, what can you see on the screen?
Oh, Jesus.
I've just got my apps on the screen.
Peter, get it off.
Okay, not an issue. Sir, who is behind you shouting? Did we ask you for any of the information? We are the bank people. No. We are trying to help you, right?
That's my wife.
Hang on. Get rid of it. Now.
Sir, you might be losing up your money. We are here to help you, okay?
Oh, bullshit. Get rid of it.
Okay. Not an issue, sir. What you need to do is, when did you last open up the app, your Combank application?
No, I can't because it doesn't work.
Okay, it doesn't work. And when did you last open up that?
Oh, I don't know. It's a long while ago.
Long ago. All right. Now, what you need to do is, do you have any card with you? Or you can...
No.
You don't have any card?
No, I don't.
Give it to me, please.
Okay.
I'm in a phone, please.
All right. No, you don't have any card? What happened, sir? Beg your pardon?
I'm hanging up.
Sir, we haven't asked you for any of your details. Your wife is getting suspicious, right? Did I ask you any of your information? Tell me. Just explain her. Did we try to scam you? Did we ask you any of your information, sir?
She
is calling you from the local branch.
Oh, bullshit. Now he's bad.
What bullshit? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hanging up.
So hanging up is not a solution. While you hang up, do you got your money back? Can you tell me?
Oh, get off!
Yes, you put it back.
No,